to the official podcast for St. Philip's Episcopal Church in Rochester, Michigan. You can learn more about our church at our website, stpfeeds.org. Our Sunday services are at 8 and 10 a.m., and all are welcome. This podcast is the sermon for Good Friday, the proper liturgy, on March 30th, 2018, by the Reverend Sharon Volker.
This is Friday, the last day of Jesus' earthly life. On Sunday, Jesus and his followers arrived in Jerusalem through the East Gate, and Pilate and his military machine entered the city through the West Gate. One man, a man of peace and love. The other man, a man of oppressive strength and force. Jesus was in Jerusalem to celebrate Passover. Pilate was there with his military contingent to reinforce the existing army in their efforts to keep peace during the Passover. Tension was alive and electric in the city. Poor Jewish peasants against wealthy, elite, powerful Jews, subject Jews against Roman authority, culture against culture against culture. The worlds of poverty, wealth, power, and domination coming together in one place. Sometimes it's difficult for us to wrap our minds around Jesus, to understand what he was really like. We focus on his divinity, his power to work miracles, and his fascinating talk about the kingdom of God, rather than focusing on his humanity. To understand more fully the significance of this day, we need to embrace the humanity of this man. Except for our sinfulness, Jesus was like us. He laughed. He cried. He knew anger and frustration. No doubt, he ate things that didn't agree with him, tore his sandals, banged his fingers in his carpentry work. He walked among us as one of us. Let's open our imaginations and travel back to that time in Jerusalem. Let's be with Jesus. Jesus the man, not Jesus the divine. It's evening, and we see Jesus in the garden praying. His disciples are nearby. Most of them are sleeping. Overhearing Jesus as he prays, it seems like he is distressed. That's unusual. He always appears to be so confident, so positive. Yet to add to his uneasiness, he is upset that his disciples are not able to stay awake while he prays. He's quick to vent his anger on them. And suddenly, there's a confrontation with soldiers and such a commotion. And there's Judas, a trusted disciple, who identifies Jesus to the soldiers. What is happening? Jesus' hands are tied and he's taken away by the soldiers. Is he afraid? He knows something like this might happen. But is he afraid? Jesus is questioned by the high priest, and we witness his being insulted and beaten before he's taken to Pilate. How much indignity and pain can Jesus endure? Jesus and Pilate talk, and Pilate finds no reason to keep Jesus. Maybe there is a little hope. Maybe he will be released, and all of this will be over. But no, that doesn't happen. The freedom of Jesus is exchanged for the freedom of a thief. The crowd that has gathered is so boisterous and demanding. What can happen next in all this craziness? Jesus is whipped. Oh, the pain. And then handed over to the soldiers for crucifixion. Has he accepted this outcome? Will he somehow be saved? Will this terror be over? Weakened and exhausted by the loss of blood from the whipping, Jesus is forced to carry the crossbeam of his cross through the streets of Jerusalem to the place where he will be crucified. What can he be thinking as he staggers and stumbles to the place he is supposed to die? Does he think that God will intervene and save him? Death by crucifixion is one of the most brutal and inhumane methods of execution. For Jesus, nails are pounded into his wrists to carry the weight of his body as it hangs on the cross. And his feet are nailed to a footrest that may give a little support to his body. Death by crucifixion is a slow death, sometimes lasting up to 3 days, and is usually caused by suffocation. The body is so weakened that there's no strength to hold up one's head, and it's impossible to breathe. We know that the knees of Jesus were not broken, and we might think that that was an act of kindness. But it was the opposite. Breaking his knees would have reduced the time of his suffering. Jesus hangs on the cross. The pain is indescribable, unimaginable. 6 hours pass by. 6 hours of the most horrific suffering endured during the heat of the day. 6 hours of hearing the taunting of the unbelievers who are waiting for him to die. 6 hours of hope that God will miraculously set him free. 6 hours. Jesus, the man, dies so that we may live.